This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and today I'll take you through all the factors in stocks that will move market on Monday, that is 9th of December. After hitting a record high in the last week of November, the Indian market started December on a muted note, with benchmark indices testing their crucial support levels in the week ended December 6. Nifty closed in the red in 4 of the 5 trading sessions for the week ended December 6, but the big carnage was seen in the small and mid-cap stocks. The S&P BSE Sensex fell 0.85%, while the Nifty was down by 1.1% compared to the 2.76% fall seen in the S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index and 1.6% drop in the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index for the week ended December 6. As many as 48 stocks in the small cap index fell 10 to 60%, which include names such as Indiabulls Real Estate, Merck Electronics, GVK Power, DB Realty, NBCC, Jan Irrigations, Unitech, PC Jeweler, Z Entertainment, DHFL, Omex, and Thomas Cook, among others. Indian market witnessed a knee-jerk reaction post the RBI policy meeting, but experts feel that the trend still remains on the upside. Kotak Securities expects BSE Sensex to touch 45,500 and Nifty to touch 13,400 by December 2020. On December 6, Sensex and Nifty both fell 0.82% to close at 40,445 and 11,921 respectively. From January to November 2019, Sensex rose 13% while Nifty was up 11%. The Indian rupee appreciated 9 paise to close at 71.20 against the US dollar on December 6, a day after the RBI kept key policy rates unchanged and decided to continue with its accommodative stance to support the economy. Let's talk about a big news. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on December 7 said that a tax rate cut proposal is one among the many things we are thinking about to boost growth. Sitharaman made the statement at the Hindustan Times Leadership Summit, where she addressed a gamut of issues. The finance minister added that they would listen to learned economists who are telling us that we have to move towards more fiscal stimulus. Now let's understand what the technical indicators are signaling for the market. Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily candlestick chart but managed to close above its crucial support at 11,900 level. The index closed below its 5-day and 20-day moving averages and 13-day EMA. In the next couple of trading sessions, if Nifty slips below 11,888, then correction shall initially get expanded up to 11,800 levels. Experts feel that for time being, upside shall remain capped around 12,081 level. Positional traders can continue to remain short on the index with a stop above 12,000 on a closing basis and look for a bigger target placed around 11,730. Three levels to watch on Monday are 11,888, 12,081 and 12,158. India VIX fell down by 1.87% from 13.90 to 13.64 level on week-on-week basis. Maximum call open interest was seen as 12,000 followed by 12,500. Maximum put open interest was seen at 12,000 followed by 11,500. Let's take a look at some stocks in news. Markets regulator SEBI on December 6 directed three public sector financial institutions, LIC, SBI and Bank of Baroda, to dilute their stakes to below 10% in UTI Asset Management Company by December next year. Power generation company NTPC on Saturday said it has signed a term loan agreement for Rs 5,000 crore with State Bank of India. The National Company Law Tribunal has admitted Bank of India's insolvency plea against realty developer RNA Corp. To make your day more profitable, we spoke to Angel Broking, and here is what they have to recommend. Larsen & Toubro is a buy with a target price of ₹1,350 and stop loss of ₹1,260. Upside potential for this call is 4.6%. Kotak Mahindra Bank is also a buy with a target price of ₹1,750 and stop loss of ₹1,630. Upside potential for this call is 4%. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
And now a forward are our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.